tell me if it works now.
That's much better.
Much better?
Cool. Yeah. That's so you can just hold it. Look, okay. I have mics now. This is like a real podcast. It seems so professional.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, Carolyn.
Yes, Alex.
I wanted to ask you a few questions because I think that you have a very unique relationship, but very like 21st century, I have to say. I think for our listeners out there, you are extremely independent. You are like a force to be reckoned with.
Thank you.
No one can change your mind. Like once it's set, it's set. And you kind of like, you know, you sing to the tune of your own fiddle, right?
Yes.
But I think it's really cool because, okay, so for example, one of the first things that you told me when you met your significant other is that he lived in the same apartment building as you. Mm-hmm. And that's how you met and you guys started fooling around. And then when you guys started to get a little bit more serious, you asked him to move out. You were like, you have to move out for us to continue dating, right?
Yes. I mean, it's like, he did live with his parents as well. So that was like, there's no way in hell that if I'm seriously going to date a guy that he's going to live with his family. You know, like I need to cut the cord between him and his mother, even though she's fabulous. You know, one cannot grow if they're living under their parents' house.
Yeah, I agree.
Most definitely. And also, like, that's just not healthy for us, you know? I mean, it's really terrible, but, like, I also, like, because it took so long for us to actually date, it took me 9 months before I was like, okay, I'll commit to you and only you. It was constantly making me nervous that I was gonna, like, maybe go out with another guy and bump into someone in his, like, family in my building. And I was like, I can't have that. So I started encouraging him to move out, and then we did end up dating seriously. And so it was like, okay, no, now you definitely have to move out, not just because I'm afraid you're gonna see someone else I'm seeing. But, you know, the independence factor.
And his parents still live in the building?
Yes, they do.
Okay, when are they moving out?
I'll probably move out first. That's probably what's going to happen. We actually spoke about this the other day because, like, I'll go through waves and there are waves of time where I'm like, oh my God, yeah, it'd be great to live together, save some money and just, you know, like, be able to fuck all the time. Yeah, you know, pretty much like living with a partner can be like having, I mean, he hates this term, but like a glorified fuck buddy. But there are waves where I'm just like, no fucking way would I ever want to live with, I don't know if it's just a partner or like him in general, because he's stubborn. But yeah, there's times where I'm like, okay, there's this guy at my gym. He's 92 years old. And he has had the same girlfriend for the past 25 years. And for the past 25 years, they only see each other on weekends. Like, they go their weeks separately. They do their own thing. Friday comes, he picks up his girlfriend, and they spend the weekend together. I don't know if they're fucking, like, bunnies at his age. But he'd been married before, and this is, like, clearly working. It's successful, and to me, it kind of sounds amazing. Like, you know, I love the idea that you can have someone that you love, but they're not your entire world. And like that space just allows a purity, I don't know, to stay there. It's,
I guess like I can totally relate to that because, oh my God, having somebody on top of me all the time, living with somebody just seems like hell.
It ruins a relationship.
I mean, really, like you have to be really good at living with somebody else. Like you have to be really good about being in a partnership, I think, in order to like have somebody breathing next to you all the time. Because it's not like a roommate where you can just like go into your separate bedroom and you're alone. You share a bedroom. You share a bed. He's there when you're watching TV. He's there when you're cooking. If you're cooking, I don't cook. But yeah, if I were to cook, he'd be there. And then like he's there in the bed with you. I mean, I don't know how people can do it on a regular basis. It's gotta be tough if your partner is like constantly just around all the time. Then the only time, you're never alone.
Yeah, you're never alone. You can never just go to the bathroom and drop a serious deuce because you're like, oh my gosh, is this going to ruin part of our relationship?
That's when you get the poo-pourri. And I swear, everybody listening to me, I promise you, they are not advertisers at all for us, for me, but poo-pourri works. I am telling you.
Really? Okay, when are they bringing in like sound blocking effects to their...
You're right, because it's okay. First of all, the splash that some of mine make—it's like there's like a tidal wave that comes out. I'm scared that it's gonna just overflow, and then just like the before it comes out or as it's coming out, like that release of air.
Just peeing and it happens.
Yeah, like I was just sitting outside of my office the other day today, and I was just on smoking a cigarette on my phone on Instagram, and it just...
You weren't paying
attention. And I had no idea that it was coming. It surprised me. I looked around. I was like, oh my God, that was me. Thank God nobody was around to witness that or like hear that. But it was extremely embarrassing.
Seriously, sometimes I'll literally like when I pee, I'll like put my hand on my butt just to like prevent any potential slip, because I'm like, if my guy is around and that happens, I'll just never be able to go out of the bathroom. I'll just like die. And it's not him. He doesn't care. It's me, you know?
I think maybe the trick is to live with somebody that you don't love so much that you're scared of them hearing your farting noises, or that you're living with somebody that you just literally want to get rid of. And so you're like... all over the place.
Oh, God.
In bed, when you wake up, when you're about to be intimate. Oh, I hope that didn't spoil the moment. Are you sure you still want to have sex?
I blame my grandmother for, you know, wearing her heels and being one of those like 50s women who were like, oh, women don't fart. Like when she used to fart, she used to like close the cabinets and she'd be like, oh, it's just the cabinet. I think that fucked with me mentally.
My mom never farted. Our entire childhood, like teenage years, adult. I've heard my mom fart once. And when it happened, I was so shocked. I was like, Mom, what? And then it smelt. Oh, Mom, I'm so sorry that I'm talking about this, by the way. I hope she doesn't listen to this. But it smelt. And I was like, Mom, what was that? Not only was it like it loud, but it smells. And I always looked at you and I was like, if she does fart, she farts like rainbows, you know? But no, she farted a disgusting, dirty, smelly fart. And I looked at her and she denied it. I was like, Mom, you can't deny it. I'm right here. There's no one else in the room. It wasn't, nothing happened.
It's like, Jesus. You're a growing child. You have to know your parents are not perfect.
Yeah, that's another topic for another podcast. Growing up and finding out that your parents aren't perfect. Wow, that hits you hard, I have to say. Yeah. But yeah, the farting thing in a relationship. I mean, I know that there was that Sex and the City episode where Carrie farts in the bed with Big. And then she goes under the covers and he's like, it must be worse under there. I'm like, it's totally true. Like, it's so embarrassing. Like, when is it okay to fart? And then, you know, you don't want to get too comfortable farting in front of your partner where it like happens constantly.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, for me, it's like, I feel so secure in my relationship, like so fucking secure. And like, in front of my roommate, I can fart. We can be like disgusting and it's so wonderful in a sense, but I almost feel like that's something that should be reserved for your girlfriends, at least for me. I don't think that like any other girl should have to like hide her farts from her partner, but for me personally, I like that separation.
I'm actually really surprised because I thought that you were comfortable doing anything in front of your boyfriend. Like, I didn't think that there was anything that would embarrass you between you and him just because you're so secure with everything and you're so vocal about everything.
Yeah, I that, like I said, with my whole like grandmother plugging it in my brain, I really do like I'm a pee shy person, but that I don't think that has anything to do with my relationship. But it must, in a sense, because it's like, again, with my roomie, I don't care. With a fair amount of my girlfriends, like, I don't care. And when it comes to males or people I'm not close to, I'm just like, oh, God, it's like the shame.
I'm actually, it's so funny because I don't, when it comes to peeing, like the sound of the pee hitting like the water or the bowl embarrasses me. Yeah. Why do we get embarrassed by that? It's such a natural function. And every time a guy goes to the bathroom, it's like, psst, yeah. Like you hear it like next door.
It's a steady stream and it's strong.
So why are we so embarrassed by our own pee, the sound of our pee, which is like one of the like things that you do like multiple times a day? It's so regular. It's so natural. Obviously, it's going to make a sound. I don't think anyone's expecting you to pee quietly, you know, but it's not shameful. Like, I get the farting thing. The farting thing is shameful. Why do we feel so embarrassed by the sound of our pee?
I think it's just like, it relates to us not being perfect beings, which like is ridiculous because there's so many other things that we're willing to like accept us not being perfect, you know, like just not having our nails done and hair done all the time. Like, that's okay. We're human, you know, fuck off if you don't like it. But the pee thing is like, it's toilet issues, you know, toilet issues in general are just like, oh, okay. We can't be our pretty perfect selves that guys like to, you know, just glorify if like we're doing it in the bathroom.
Sometimes if it's taking me a little longer, cause I get like either bladder shy or poo shy or whatever. So it's like, I'm like, oh God, even when it's just a pee, right? And I'm pee shy and I'm sitting on the toilet and I'm waiting to pee and it's not coming. And I'm like, man, he's going to think I'm taking the biggest shit ever. And then I just start opening and closing like drawers and like rummaging around with stuff in
like, what the fuck is she doing in there? Not like, is she peeing or taking a dump?
So it sounds like I'm doing something like girly in the bathroom. Like I'm plucking my eyebrows or something, but really I'm just waiting for the stream of pee to leave my body.
Just like looking for matches.
No, I'm like, yeah, it's so horrible.
Yeah, it's, but I think that's like, programmed into us so hard, you know, like we all have our own shames and it comes from, you know, I think the messages that young girls get, it starts really young about what's girly and what's not. And if you're not girly, then like, you're not going to be accepted by men and you'll die alone.
What about those women that you see in the movies that like are peeing and their husband walks into the bathroom and then, and they have a conversation while she's, and this is like a beautiful actress who's peeing in front of her husband. You'd think that would give us enough of like a sense of like, oh, well, if she can do it, then why can't I?
Because we're not watching those kind of movies when we're most impressionable, right?
I guess that's true.
But no, I mean, honestly, like, it's funny because the only time like I peed in front of Nat for the first time at Emma's wedding. And
Nat like, is her significant other, just by the way.
Cats,
you did?
Yeah. And like, but obviously I had to be super drunk. And like, he was just cracking up. Cause again, like, it's never about him. Like, it's, you know, like I've literally like gone home at 5 o'clock in the morning to go use the washroom because I can't do it at his. And he'll like argue with me and be like, I couldn't care less. Just go, I'll play music, I'll put my earbuds in. And I'm just like, I just can't if you know that I'm in there doing that.
I like agree. What about ensuite bathrooms? They give me anxiety.
I don't understand that at all. Like, I just think that's like it's otherworldly for me. Who are you raised in Europe that like, this is totally fine and normal and like, I
know. I want like a hallway between me and my SO before I can perform a bodily function because I don't want to do it in front of them.
Even your little sliding door thing freaks me out because I'm like, I don't hear that like solid door close.
And there's definitely like a little peek through because the door doesn't lock. It's like one of those like sliding doors. And so there's just that little bit of room between the door and
go through.
Oh, yeah. For sure. I have to, if a guy is here and I need to go to the bathroom, there better be music playing or a movie on or some sort of sound in the apartment. Like, that's how I do it. If a guy is in there, I'm just like, sometimes, okay, when I was with Zach, when Zach and I were together, I would make him put either go for a walk.
Okay, good.
Or, yeah, or put headphones in. I'd be like, listen to some music and have fun until I come out.
I get it. Also just like freaks me out because I'm just like, again, guys don't care. So it's like you could go to the bathroom and then they're like, okay, awesome. Like, let's start fucking. Let me go down on you and stuff. And I'm just like, but you know that I had just gone and there's your face is going to be down there. And like, it's
like, yeah,
no go zone at this moment.
You know, that's love. Yeah. That's love when not he wants to, but you let him, I think.
Exactly.
You know, like, because guys are disgusting.
Honestly, like, I'm just gonna. So there are times where, like, my boyfriend will be like, oh, wash your feet. You've been walking outside and now we're in the house. Like, wash your feet. And I'm like, dude, you stick your tongue in my ass. I don't get it. Like, how is my feet being dirty? Like, just, you know, or from walking outside or even in the house is like a total like, oh, I'm not going to touch them or go near it. But my butthole, it's like you could have the most germophobic guy. And yet that area is like totally fine for them. Like, I don't.
I mean, if a guy's into the butt, nothing will stop him. He just goes for it. Right. I mean, I haven't had that experience. Yeah. I've never had a guy lick my butt. I've had a guy try. And me be like, hey, stay to the front. Okay, we're getting to the front of the bus. Not going to the back, okay? But it doesn't faze them at all. It's always like, I remember somebody said, guys don't mind going through the rough to get to the green. And so they don't care if you're unkempt, if your legs are hairy. Like, maybe that's something that they're like, think about afterwards. Like, oh, you know, she could have shaved her legs. Mm-hmm. But I don't think so. I think that they will, they don't give a hell of a fuck. They don't give one single fuck about, have you shaved? Have you washed in the last, you know, 30 minutes? Like, when was the last time you went to the bathroom?
You think any guy ever thinks that?
I don't know. Maybe.
If she went to the bathroom before I'm about to stick my.
Yeah. Like, you have to give him like a timesheet of when you went to the restroom throughout the day so that he knows if it's safe. And then when you showered.
Well, it's like when I hear girls say, like, he tried to stick it in my ass. And I'm just like, how did he not, like, think to take precaution or ask? It's like, no, he just tried. He doesn't know what the hell he's pulling out. And obviously, he doesn't care.
Well, okay. So do you do a, what are those called? An enema before you have anal sex?
Well, there's very few times that I've had anal sex. Because that's like, you know, if he like loses his job or something, I'll consider it. It's an instant mood uplifter. So
for him.
Well, yeah.
Okay. So
him.
If he's sad, then yeah. You offer him the ass.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, honey.
He has to be really sad. Like, someone has to have died or something horrible.
So there's been four occasions when he's been sad enough to warrant anal sex.
Yeah. I'm a people pleaser. What can I say? But, yeah, no, like, you know, there would have to be precautions, like not eating for half of the day. And like, I guess, yeah, no, definitely. Enemas, I've never really done one, like, cause they scare me. I'm always afraid that there's going to be like a second cleansing that'll just happen.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you put water up there. It's like, oh, God.
You're not sure what's going to... I mean, like, okay, because Asa Akira talks about it in her book, Dirty 30. Whenever she has to do an anal scene, she, like, does an enema. And she does multiple enemas until the water comes out clear.
Okay.
I'm like, oh.
How long does that take her, though?
Like an hour or two.
That's all. I mean, if she's in the business, I can understand. But like us regular working girls, you know, I don't have an hour to blow my ass out on the toilet. Just like
pee. Unless it's an emergency.
Exactly. Someone has died. There are processes that have to happen and processes that definitely don't have to happen.
I mean, yeah. I mean, ass play, like for me, the most that has happened is like a half of a pinky. But then when it comes to a guy, mm-hmm. I'm like putting my finger up that asshole. Like when he's, you know, when a guy, this is my little trick. Okay. And you know, you're welcome, everybody. If a guy's taking too long and I'm like, I have shit to do, you know, I got to go. Cause for me, like I'm good with like a 20 minute sesh.
Okay.
I'm like, I don't need more than that. Mm-hmm. I'm good. Cause I want you to go down on me first.
Oh yeah.
Make me come. And then we'll have sex and then you'll come and then we'll be done and I'll be happy. You know, mm-hmm. I got my release. You know, like if it's like a really passionate love affair, I've definitely had like 2 or 3 hour sessions, you know, but that's like, we're obsessed with each other. We're role playing. We're doing many, many different things.
Amazing. And again, you're still a working girl, so we don't always have time for that.
Yes, I have a job.
And it's not you.
Yeah. But like, if a guy's taking too long and I'm like, I'm starting to like not get into it anymore. Like it's kind of, I'm done. Like I'm ready for it to be over. At this point, I'm just like, let's go.
It's like, don't you hear my moaning? Aren't you turned on by moaning? Come already.
So I'm just like, come on already. And then what I do is I just stick a little, like I start to play around. Yeah, I'm giving you a little like, yeah.
She's miming it for me.
Yeah. Just go a little bit around the asshole, just a little bit. And then like I'll gently like start putting it in a little bit at a time. And usually the guy is like, and he's just ready. And he comes.
So you don't even have to go in all the way and hit the prostate.
No, because a lot of the time, like, I mean, in my experience, like it's happened to them very rarely or not at all.
Right.
And so they're kind of surprised and they don't know whether they should be enjoying it or not.
They feel a little gay for 2 seconds.
A little gay. And I'm totally fine with it. I would love to fuck a guy in the ass with a strap on. Mm-hmm. I've talked about this already, but like I would.
Okay.
Just to do it. Just like just a bucket list thing, I think. You know?
It would be like technically pleasurable for the both of you, right? It's not like he's not getting anything out of it if it's hitting his prostate.
Yeah. I mean, once he gets over the pain and the blood, I think it'll be fine.
Is it because like he's not douching properly? Or you're not using enough lube?
There would need to be like an exorbitant amount of lube for, I mean, I don't know. Maybe the guy has done it before. You know what? Mm. We're getting off track.
Yes, most definitely.
But yeah, but like a little finger goes a long way.
It goes a long way. No. Yeah.
I mean, have you tried it with?
No, but I think that's also because like I mostly have stuff done to me. My giving back is like through deep throating or whatever. But yeah, no, it's definitely something to add to the list because, you know, it's been 2 years now, so might as well
try a little finger. Yeah. A little finger. I'm telling you, it's all you need.
With a condom on it or you just,
wash your hands after.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah, you make sure that you don't put your finger anywhere.
You're not applying foundation.
Maybe you just put it in his mouth.
Before.
You forget.
Oh my God.
He's like,
it's like, yeah, like
that
corn.
Tastes salty. Oh. Oh, it's like, oh yeah, baby, it's the sweat. Yeah. It's gross.
We're still ladies, though.
Oh yes, we're very ladylike, yeah, you guys.
So back to
super.
Not being able to shit in front of guys.
So what do you think? Okay. So what can we do to mentally, you know what? The shitting part is one thing. The peeing part I think is a big problem because it makes it seem like we're shitting more often than we are. Cause yes. I take so long to get my pee out.
You don't like go turn on the tap and let it run?
I do, but sometimes it's not enough. And then sometimes I feel like they think I'm turning on the tap to mask the shit. Like, there's no way around it. And I just, so I started to do, so there's like mental things that I've started to do. But you know, sometimes when you do your trick too many times, it stops working because your brain's like, oh, I get it. You're tricking me. I'm going to stop letting you get away with it. So there's like the counting. 1, 2, 3. And because sometimes I'm focused on the counting and it relaxes me and my breathing, that it allows me to pee.
Open up a little bit.
And then sometimes I do, don't go chasing waterfalls.
That's amazing.
Stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're, yeah.
I'm just like, whoosh, wow.
And it, yeah, it really does. It does, I have to say. It's like the Niagara Falls. And I'm just like, woohoo, that worked. Thanks, TLC. Oh, wow. Love you, girls. Mwah.
Wow.
So those are the two tricks, but they're starting to like stop working. Oh. And the other day, I was in a public restroom and I was at a, I couldn't do it. And it was so annoying. And everyone around me is peeing and flushing, peeing and flushing. And I'm still here peeing. And I'm like, there's a long line out there. And I'm like, I know that there's that one girl at the end of the line who has spotted me. She's like, wait, that girl hasn't come out yet. What is she doing? And they probably think I'm taking all the drugs or that I'm masturbating or something. Like, what could be taking her so long?
Psychologically, there's something wrong.
Yeah, is that, that's never the conclusion though. Anytime I'm in the lineup at the bathroom and some girl is taking a long time, I'm like, drugs.
Really? I'm always like, there's a crisis going on and she's just like mentally not ready to face the world. So she's hiding in the stall until she's prepared.
So I don't know. So there's those mental things, but they're tricks that don't even work. I think that like we need to free ourselves of the opinion of men because you know what? Like, why does it matter for me and not for you?
And it's so funny because, like, I don't know about for other people, but I can tell you for me, it's like, it's true that it does have to do with men. But at the same time, I know they don't care. Like, my partner, I know that nothing would change. But I physically become blocked. Like, I can't do it. And I know it's me. So I'm like, Carolyn, you got to work on yourself with that. But yeah, it's just like, I feel like it's also mentally, I don't actually want to get over it because it's how badly I don't want to crap in front of
him. Right? Maybe it's like the last frontier.
Yeah.
It's like the last like personal thing that you have for yourself, like your sense of propriety is still there. It's your, it shows that you have a ladylike sense. You know, I know that Zach used to think that like, he was like, how do you not fart? Like, that's not normal. He's like, you don't fart. And there was one time in our entire relationship, and it was at the end, when he went into the bathroom after I had made a number two. And he was so happy because he was like, oh, I smelt it.
Oh my God. But he brought attention to it.
And I was like, God, that's just so embarrassing. He's like, I'm so happy right now. He's like, I thought that it never happened. He's like, you're human. You're human. I'm like,
got me.
Could you never, if you ever smell it again, could you not come out of the bathroom with a sense of glee, just like singing it from the rooftops? My wife shits.
Oh,
I'm like, yeah, dude, everyone does. No one needs to know. So basically, I think what we're trying to get at is that maybe it's not so bad that we have that sense of propriety, that we have that like sense of like, okay, this is still a thing that I want to keep for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But it, I mean, that sense of frustration when I'm there and I'm sitting and I'm like, oh God, like it's just taking forever. And then sometimes I give up and I go back and I sit and my stomach hurts. And like, I'm like, oh my God, I really have to go. But now I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back for a second time.
Making a much bigger kerfuffle than if we had just gone, they would have never known.
Right?
Like, especially with the poopery.
And I'm telling my body, my mentally, dude, it's okay. okay, just go, just go. I don't care. Just do it. I'm in so much pain right now. I just want to do it. But it's like, my body's like, no, you're a lady.
Yeah, yeah. And once that mental block is there, it's like your sphincter cannot be unclenched. Like,
you know, I think ladies need outhouses.
I like that idea.
I think ladies need to go out.
Flushable out.
It's mine. It's my outhouse. You can go inside, or maybe you shouldn't go inside. You should have also your own outhouse. But we go at separate times. And I go outside away from you and I do my thing and then I come back.
And I'm still a lady.
And I'm still a lady. I come back, I'm a lady. Thank you. And I curtsy.
2018, men always say that they want women to continue being like the old fashioned ladies. Okay, well then like change the house.
Yeah, give us an outhouse.
Fucking money and give me an outhouse.
Yes.
I like it.
We're going forward, but also going back, but also going forward. It's very confusing, but we want an outhouse, basically. Exactly. Okay. So I think that like, On that note, men build ladies their outhouses with like, I think that the outhouse should have like this cement walkway that's heated.
Oh yeah, because you need to be warm before you go.
Yeah.
The cold is not going to help.
And maybe like a little hallway that goes to this bathroom. I don't know. Yeah. Well, we're going to perfect it.
I like that.
And we're going to draw
for the way there and a glass of wine for the way back.
Oh my God. This is actually, I think we've just revolutionized going to the bathroom for ladies.
I love that idea. I love it. And then it would be more cool. You know, it's like, I'm going to go take a shit. Bye.
I think what we should do as a compliment to this episode is do a DIY video for the outhouse bathroom, like the whole experience.
I love that idea. Make it a little glamorous.
All right. So everybody be on the lookout for our DIY ladies outhouse bathroom idea. It's coming. It's coming. Don't worry about it.
I don't know how your neighbor's dog's gonna feel about it, but she'll just have to share.
She can have her own. She can have her own.
The whole yard is her outhouse.
Basically, yeah. She's gonna be scratching on the door anyway. Anyway, nobody's allowed in. It's for ladies only and for a specific lady, the lady of the house.
The lady of the house.
Yes. Okay. So thank you very much, Carolyn, for discussing your bowel movements with me. I really appreciate it. I think that a lot of women appreciate it because it's like something that we don't often talk about, but I feel like we're not alone in this. And if you guys could.
I'm not the only one who leaves her boyfriend's house at 5 o'clock in the morning to go back to her own apartment to take a shit.
No, I doubt it. I don't think so. I really don't.
Please call in.
I think if every girl who experiences this problem could please leave a comment and just say, that would be just amazing because then we'll know that it's not just us.